which means no ultimate track argument today.
Oh, great. Good to know. It also means one should vote, right? There's some excellent summaries online as to what the ballot issues are, in addition to the people who are running. And thank you, yes, Dom. This evening, face-to-face, will be starting at 8:15 to 9:15. Wonderful shirim for Michael Appel and Judah Rosenzweig. I'll be here to supervise and make sure nothing untoward goes down. And who knows what else. There'll be hot drinks available, by which I mean there'll be an urn on and some cups that we can fill up. So yesterday, of course, it'll be more exciting than that. Yesterday, we began speaking about the Yetzer Hara in the morning and how we have time to get there before it starts its arguments. And today, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch starts outlining the tactics, the strategy that this evil impulse engages in. In the winter, he says, it says, it's so cold, how can you get out from under the covers? In the summer, he says, it's so bright and you haven't slept enough yet. And he is quite imaginative with these arguments. And what is interesting to me is that the Kitzur suggests that our response should not be, you don't know what you're talking about, I have to be selfless, I have to serve God, this is not about me. He suggests that actually one should be imaginative in your response psychologically. You should say, you know what, if I had a business deal this early, I'd be out of bed. If someone came to collect a debt from me, or I was collecting a debt from someone this time in the morning, I'd get up pretty early. If I had the chance to apply for a new job and it would be better for me, I'd get up this early. And actually what we're doing is making the Yetzer Hara not shut down, but convert all his energies into directing us towards good. And this is part of what I spoke about on Shabbat, that we don't try to suppress and get rid of that impulse in us, but try to convert all that energy that is motivating us in a certain direction to show that actually self-interest pushed us towards serving God. And that should be a kind of a powerful argument to get the Yetzer Hara on our side and stop it being a Yetzer Hara and just being a Yetzer, just a will that directs us toward goodness.